Continuing on in chapter 6 of Daniel with the story of Daniel in the lion's den. We discover that a trap was set for Daniel. Daniel continued doing just as he had always done, praying to God three times a day before his open window. And the king recognized this was a trap. He liked Daniel. He began trying to figure out, how can I deliver Daniel from this? But notice that the king did not go back on his decree, not simply because it was a habit of the Medes and Persians not to go back on a decree, but it was a habit of the Medes and Persians not to go back because they thought that the king was a god. And so to retain his position, he did not go back. So verse 16 says, then the king gave orders. Daniel was brought in and cast into the lion's den. The king spoke and said to Daniel, your God, whom you constantly serve, will himself deliver you. I like this. Apparently he had observed Daniel enough to know that Daniel's God could deliver him. He'd heard about the fiery furnace. He'd heard about other things. He was not merely a bystander to history. He knew what was going on, probably even before Babylon fell to the Medo-Persians, because Darius, of course, living in the same general area of the world, probably knew all about Daniel. And he said, your God, whom you constantly serve, will deliver you. He didn't say can deliver you. By the way, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, our God can deliver us. And if he does not, we're still not going to bow down. But here the king, this heathen king, says he will himself deliver you. I like that kind of faith. In the New Testament, there was a Roman centurion who demonstrated faith. And Jesus said, I haven't found this kind of faith anywhere in Israel. Sometimes we see great faith outside of what we call the church, the Christian community. And so that's what we have here. And a stone was brought and laid over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signet rings of his nobles, so that nothing might be changed in regard to Daniel. Then the king went off to his palace and spent the night fasting. No entertainment was brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. What a picture. Daniel is at peace in the lion's den. The king is disturbed in the palace. It isn't where we live that makes the difference. It's how we live that makes the difference. Daniel was in tune with the God of heaven. Yes, the king demonstrated faith. He believed that Daniel was going to be delivered, but he was anxious nevertheless, because he had not lived a perfect life, for sure. Then the king arose with dawn at the break of day and went in haste to the lion's den. He came near the den. He cried out. He didn't even wait till he got there. He cried out with a troubled voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you, notice this word again, constantly serve, been able to deliver you from the lions? Again, we notice the constancy of Daniel. It's recognized by in this chapter several times by the king here, by the satraps and the commissioners, and Daniel was always the same. He was predictable. Don't you like to be around people whom you can count on? I don't like to be around people who, when you approach them, you wonder what side of the bed they got up on. You know what I'm talking about. There are some people who are consistently cheerful. There are some people who are consistently doing the right thing. There are people who are consistently dependable. And you like to be around those kind of people. And Daniel was one of those. Daniel spoke to the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. They have not harmed me, inasmuch as I was found, what? Innocent before him, and also toward you, O king. I have committed no crime. Today it's popular to talk about how depraved we are and how our righteousness is like filthy rags. Daniel stood tall and said, I am innocent. before God, I am innocent. He knew that he had done no wrong in this thing. The king was very pleased and gave orders for Daniel to be taken out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury was found on him because he had trusted in God. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.